Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. You know, I've not taken a position on this presidential campaign because as chairman of the convention, I wanted to make sure that all candidates had a fair process and fair opportunities. But it's clear now that Mitt Romney is going to be our nominee. I think Mitt Romney has a set of economic policies that can put Americans back to work and, frankly, contrast sharply with the failed economic policies of President Obama. And I will be proud to support Mitt Romney and do everything I can to help him win.
That's House Speaker John Boehner announcing his support for Mitt Romney. The GOP primaries, the GOP side of the race, the presidency race, you know, all that good stuff. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Starting with Taco's Dom Giordano, who's talking to Senator John McCain about his reasons for supporting Mitt Romney.
You've had experience both opposing and now endorsing Mitt Romney. Tell me about Mitt Romney right now. Do you see someone who has come through, as you did, through several campaigns and is a better person in the campaign now?
Oh, I think he's much better and much stronger. You know, these are honing experiences, the primaries. But having said that, Dom, the fact is also that because of the nature of this primary, which far more bitter and personal than any that I was ever involved in, it drove Romney's unfavorables up. So it makes it a steeper hill to climb. And so what Romney has to do and what he's doing is pivoting to jobs in the economy. He's not going to be diverted by the, quote, Buffett rule, which would affect about 1% of the debt and deficit that the president, that this Obama administration has run up, and focus on jobs in the economy. And the fundamental difference between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama is that Barack Obama believes government creates jobs and Mitt Romney believes business creates jobs. And that's what he's done in his life. If you want to attack him for getting rich, fine. I know most Americans would like to get rich.
Yeah, absolutely, Senator. We certainly, well, you were even under fire for that, you know, with the homes and the rest of it. How do you deal with that? A guy like you who came up from middle class, et cetera, you know, was not born in any, and he made his money the old fashioned way too. He earned it in his own manner. And now we see Mrs. Romney drawn into it. Your wife was drawn into it a bit. As a Republican candidate, what's the advice, or how did John McCain deal with the media that you were a darling at one point, then they turned on you when you were the nominee?
Well, first of all, in my own cases, you're right. My father was a naval officer, as was my grandfather. And my ancestors all the way back to the Civil War, hardly a way to get rich. But my wife had money and inherited money and worked in her father's business. But, you know, it is what it is. But what Romney really needs to do is explain to his advantage, and I think he can, but he fixed things. He went out to the Olympics in Salt Lake and got rid of the corrupts and fired a whole bunch of people who were not doing the job and made it the most successful Olympics in the history of this country. He would have Bain Capital. They went in, they would save companies, and some companies would fail. You know, the only place I know of where companies never failed was in the old Soviet Union. And so he knows how to fix things. Our economy is broken. He knows how to fix our economy, and he believes that less regulation, lower taxes, less government intervention, and getting this debt under control, which under Obama's plan, that deficit goes on forever. That is not sustainable. So on the meat and potatoes issues, which is also, by the way, national security is an issue. This president believes in leading from behind. This president does not lead. He goes around apologizing for America. He's, what are we going to do about, we were going to give, Dom, we were going to give the Koreans $200 million worth of food aid, North Koreans, that would have gone to their army and their elite. Meanwhile, 150,000 people are suffering in a gulag of credible atrocities are committed. Well, they did their failed launch, and fortunately we saved the taxpayers a couple of $100 million. They just don't want to assert American leadership.
All right. We will spend some time on the other two GOP candidates on the other side of these announcements here on the Countdown.
Taking care of your body, including your teeth and gums, is an important part of healthy aging. Yet, despite recognizing the importance of oral health, many individuals are not taking the essential steps to maintain their smile. According to a 2008 study by the American Dental Association, Crest and Oral-B, titled The Public Speaks Up on Oral Healthcare, an ADA and Crest Oral-B survey, more than 8 in 10 adults aged 50 to 64 believe maintaining healthy teeth and gums is essential to overall good health. Yet only a third say they're taking the proper steps to do so. That's exactly the kind of statistic that has health experts worried. According to registered dental hygienist Ann Benson, creating a regular oral care routine using products that protect against plaque and gingivitis is important. She recommends Crest Pro Health Clinical Gum Protection Toothpaste. It provides Crest's highest level of protection against plaque bacteria and is clinically proven to help reverse gingivitis in 4 weeks. For more information, visit www.crestprohealth.com.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Talk Radio Countdown, an overview daily of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. And we're focusing on who's running for the presidency. Here's host Trey Ware talking to Ron Paul about how Paul sees his campaign going forward.
I have to ask you this because I get it every time I bring your name up. Have you totally ruled out third party?
Well, I guess I never totally do anything like an absolute, but I think it's so remote, I don't think about it, I don't plan about it, and that's where it stands. I'm concentrating on exactly what we're doing.
Okay. Going forward from this point forward, how do you find a path forward to win this thing? What is the future for you in this contest?
Well, of course, you know, surprises come along, and I think you should be available in case a surprise comes. Certainly, Santorum was a surprise for people, and it changed the nature of the race. You don't know what kind of things might come up, and we're quite satisfied with doing what we're doing, pursuing it, getting larger crowds, continuing to raise money, and energizing a lot of people, promoting something that we think is very, very important, accumulating more delegates, and the race isn't over. So the idea that tomorrow I can say, oh, yep, it looks like we're going to be the winner, I don't think that is likely to happen, but I think I've made myself available. I'm trying to energize people. And in many ways, we're very encouraged because instead of the money disappearing or the crowds disappearing, exactly the opposite is happening.
Have you reached out to the Santorum folks yet and said, hey, look what I do. Look at me.
Yeah, but, you know, not in the sense that I can call them up or have their list or anything like that, but the message should be awfully appealing because so many people have supported Santorum. You know, he did get a pretty good promotion as being the anti-Romney candidate, so there's a lot of people that are very frustrated, and there's certainly a lot of people in Texas that aren't quite happy with Governor Romney as being a conservative and one that, you know, stood by those principles, especially, you know, when he was a governor, and now he has different views. So I think, you know, the message to the people who had been supporting Santorum is very loud and strong, and I think we have good information coming from a large number of them.
You know, what I saw yesterday was Romney being sucked into the Obama machine on this whole thing on war on women and deciding to get involved. That's one he is going to lose up against this president. It's got to be what you've been talking about, that is limited government and lowering taxes for everybody, not raising taxes on folks, getting rid of the Fed, those kinds of things. He's got to be talking about the $16 trillion in debt that we're in right now and how we're bankrupt as a nation. Those are the kinds of things. And all these other side issues that that Obama wants to engage him in, I think he's going to lose that. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think so, too, because just remember how it started in one of our debates when it came up about these birth control pills. It wasn't so much that Republicans started that, but they sort of fall into this trap. But they endorse too much government. Then they have to debate what kind of government, how are they going to manage these kind of problems. If you take the principle that you shouldn't be forcing insurance companies or individuals on what they should do and who should buy and pay birth control pills, I can't believe we get into this argument. Who's supposed to pay for birth control pills? If you don't pay for them or you don't give them somebody for free, then you're anti-woman. You know,
yeah.
It is so far removed from reality. It's always silly as far as I can see.
Talk host Susan Rose and John Zach talking to Dave Leventhal from Politico.com about the latest from Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich's campaign limps into Buffalo later this week, the struggling presidential campaign. What do you think he's coming here for?
He's coming here for three things: money, money, and money. He's about $4.5 million in debt by his own estimation. This is up from where he pretty much had about as much cash on hand as he had debt at the end of February, so things have only gotten worse as he's gone along. So in addition to doing some campaigning today, he's going to have a fundraiser. He's looking for money wherever he can get it, and things were so bad for him that he's actually renting out his donor list to other campaigns and other political organizations. This is information that, of course, is very valuable, but he's doing it because he just simply doesn't have enough cash on hand to pay his bills as he continues with the campaign that, of course, is not going to ultimately lead to him winning the nomination.
David, we're hearing that Gingrich organizers here in Buffalo are hoping to send Gingrich off with about $30,000 in campaign donations. That does not seem like a lot of money. How far can it go in these days of costly campaigning?
It is not going to go very far at all, but every little bit is going to help. You know, at this point, he's really running a campaign that's going to be based on talking about issues, perhaps picking up some delegates. New York, of course, kind of changed to from a winner-take-all primary system to a more complex system where it is going to be possible for Gingrich to pick up at least a few delegates. The last poll that was taken of the New York State primary was showing him actually in single digits. Rick Santorum was still in the race at that point, so Gingrich does stand to do a better job at the polls, at least in terms of perhaps getting a couple of delegates. But, yeah, $30,000 is not going to go too far to make a dent in a debt that's going to be about $4.5 million, perhaps even more when final numbers come out for presidential candidates later this week on Friday.
Why Buffalo, do you think? I mean, this will be clearly a Romney state. I mean, all of New York State. Why would he pick Buffalo?
It's the Queen City, the second largest city in New York State. There's a population center, certainly people who are willing to go out and campaign for him. Carl Paladino appears to be involved. There's an opportunity for him to definitely get the crowd, to get a little bit of cash in his coffer. And it's a population center, second to none, except for, of course, New York City.
Let's shift gears to the Secret Service sex scandal next on the Countdown.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh Liquid Whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen and the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio, Talk Television, Secret Service Sex Scanner. You got to say that closely, carefully, and slowly. Host Bob Davis and Tom Emmer talking to Ron Kessler, author of books on the CIA and the Secret Service. He actually broke the story about members of the Secret Service being involved with this Colombian prostitution ring.
You're the guy that wrote the story, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, first of all, let's just talk about any new developments. What do you know that's breaking now regarding this?
One thing they're doing is looking into whether some of these women were underage or girls were underage. That's the latest. But it's really part of a broader problem, unfortunately, a pattern of corner cutting and laxness by management. And you saw the result with the intrusion by the Salahis. And in my book, in the President's Secret Service, I go into dozens of other examples, such as not even doing magnetometer screening or metal detection screening at some events and other really shocking corner cutting.
I'm interested to know, because I've heard you over the last couple of days in a couple of different places, and could you just explain to people how it is that you came to discover this when none of these other mainstream media sources were pulling it out?
Usually I waterboard the people I talk to. You know, having done this book, I develop sources, and, you know, I think people trust me. I try to write an honest account. And
but the information, I don't mean to interrupt, but the information was available because apparently...
In other words, why didn't the mainstream media, so to speak, report this?
Well, you know, the Secret Service is very secret, and they never intended to let this out. So that's... You know, it really is hard to penetrate the Secret Service.
But here's where I'm going with it: is they would never let it out, but for the fact that there was a report generated by the local police that had to be filed with the American or the U.S. Embassy. That report, were you suggesting that the U.S. Embassy would have buried that report?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it would have been all classified, and absolutely. But you know, I think what you're driving is if President Bush had been in office and this had happened, you can be sure the media would have pounced on him and blamed him for the scandal. But in Obama's case, he got on TV on Sunday and said, if these allegations in the press turn out to be true, I'll be angry.
Yeah.
Well, it's not allegations in the press. His own TV service, you know, when I broke the story, said on the record that they are being withdrawn from misconduct. And, of course, being angry is not exactly the way to fix it.
No.
Taco Scott Sloan wants to know why the Secret Service scandal is such a big deal.
Let me ask you this. A bunch of guys go on a business trip and have sex with hookers. And they go to a nightclub and they get in a fight. So what? Isn't that what the story's about? That's all it is. Some guy's going on a business trip, and they have sex with hookers. Is this anything different than a lot of guys do when they take the bachelor party or boys trip to Las Vegas? Or if you're traveling on business for P&G and you're an international business person, doesn't this stuff go on all the time? Doesn't it also happen when men or conventions and the like come to the city of Cincinnati and go to a hotel in the city of Cincinnati, go at the hotel bar where there's going to be hookers there? It's happening in our town right now. And obviously this is a big flap because it's the U.S. Secret Service and because we're in an election cycle and this is somehow big news. Will you explain to me why this is a big deal? Let me ask you, do you think this is a big deal at all? Here's the Secret Service. They have now recalled 11 agents from Colombia and along now maybe up to 10 soldiers maybe involved with this too. So imagine the outrage there that there are members of the military engaging in sex for pay. My, that's never been done in the whole history of the United States Navy. A couple things here. I mean, first of all, it is legal in Colombia. It's legal in this country. No laws of that country were broken. And the way it works is in this particular case is, I guess the prostitutes would have to sign in and got to be out by 7 a.m., but one wasn't, so they check, and there's a fight over, I think, like $50 is what he owed her, and there may have been a language barrier there. But, I mean, still, clearly these guys were acting boorishly. But I don't think it's really any different than you would get if a bunch of, I don't know, Bengals went out to a party or a club and expected to be comped their alcohol for being there.
Up next, the Buffett rule goes down in the Senate. That's been a big discussion the last couple of days. We'll cover it next on the Countdown.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Whether you're looking to buy a home or repair the one you're in, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. The Wells Fargo Home Lending website has the tools and resources to help you make informed decisions. There are many home lending options to consider, and we'll help you understand the benefits, financial considerations, and next steps. We can also help you find coverage if you're looking to insure your home. Stop by today or go to wellsfargo.com/homelending to learn more. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., all rights reserved. Equal housing lender. Insurance products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
Hey, it's freezing back here. Ooh.
Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals. Big inventory. We have so many new Hondas the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and driver's 10 best to record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing. Right now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're not prepared,
get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th.
Get preparedexpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening, water filtration, long-term food storage, freeze-dried food, heirloom seeds, storm shelters, survival communications, solar power, herbal medicine, heating with wood, living off junk, home defense, guns, ammo, negotiate for your life, homeschool your children, start your own home-based business. GetPreparedExpo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th, meet your USAPrepares.com instructors, Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen,
and over 30 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour of the countdown, Doug Steffen with a welcome back in. Focusing now on the so-called Buffett Rule. Host Mike Slater talking about the hypocrisy of the Buffett Rule, which failed to get anywhere in the Senate this week.
First of all, I should announce, you know, the Buffett Rule did not pass the Senate yesterday. It was a Senate procedural vote, so it will not continue through. It got 51 votes, but it needed 60 to continue. So the Buffett Rule, at least for now, is dead. And thank goodness, this thing was just a disaster in every way. You know, we were originally told that the Buffett Rule, tax on capital gains, increasing it to 35, that it was a step towards closing the deficit. Then everyone got out their calculators and found out that the Buffett tax would cover 0.5% of the deficit this year. 0.5%. All right, so that talking point's not going to work. So then the White House came out and said, well, it's about fairness. Which was the truth from the beginning. And the president said this in his campaign for president in 2008. Now, the White House is saying that the point of the Buffett Rule is to make sure that, quote, this is from the White House, quote, the rich don't take advantage of tax breaks or structure their affairs to pay less taxes. Okay, to make sure the rich don't take advantage of tax breaks, the president of the United States. Okay, again, that's a quote from the White House about why we need to have the Buffett Rule. The president of the United States, the guy who lives in the White House, on his tax returns, you guys heard this, right? Gave $46,000 to his kids. A gift that is made tax-free. Is this just mind-blowing to anyone? Again, the White House says we need to raise taxes on the rich so that they do not take advantage of tax breaks or structure their affairs to pay less taxes. And Michelle Obama and Barack Obama each gave each of their kids $12,000. $46,000. I don't know why that doesn't add to 48, but I know the final number is 46. $46,000 tax-free. A gift to their, whatever, 12-year-old daughters. Now, if that's not a rich person taking advantage of a tax break to pay less taxes, I don't know what is. How can people not be screaming from the rooftops pointing to that example? We need to raise taxes on the rich to make sure they don't take advantage of any tax breaks and structure their affairs to pay less taxes, says the guy who gave their 12-year-old daughters $46,000 in tax-free gifts so that he could pay less taxes. And we're supposed to listen to this guy?
Here's host Tara Granahan talking to Barry Hinckley, Republican running for Senate in Rhode Island, who says the Buffett rule is nothing more than a political gimmick.
Do you not think it was a fair share and a good bill to put through, Mr. Hinckley?
Well, you got to call it what it is, and it's political theater. Certainly everyone understands the fairness argument, and the fairness argument comes from the fact that our tax code is millions of words long and is arcane with carve-outs and loopholes for special interests. There are hundreds, maybe thousands, of unfair things about our tax code. So that aside, let's call it what it is. This is a tax hike on capital gains, which is essentially investment income. And as I said the other day when Mitt Romney was in town and I got PolitiFacted on, is it raises virtually no money. So why go through this process all the time, the energy, Senate meeting, president talking about it, and it makes no impact at all in our deficit or our budget?
And why would it not make any money? Because most people sitting at home are hearing, well, the rich are making all this money. Why not give them a little more taxes to pay and balance your own books?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. I mean, first of all, historically speaking, when anytime you raise capital gains taxes, the government over the last 50 years has taken in less revenue. This is why Bill Clinton lowered the capital gains tax and raised revenue. So, you know, raising the capital gains tax will historically has been proven to actually lower government revenue. This is political theater. But the other important thing to think about here is we need jobs in Rhode Island. And even Sheldon Whitehouse, who is a multimillionaire, and oddly the tax that he crafted doesn't affect him, just other people, it doesn't create one single job. We need jobs. We don't need political theater.
Isn't it all political theater, though, Mr. Hinckley, because you come out swinging every opportunity that you get as well?
Actually, I'm swinging on the facts, my friend, and I'm fighting for my children. Right now, voting for Sheldon Whitehouse and his continued support of massively imbalanced budgets, borrowing trillion-plus dollar extra a year, is burying our children in debt. So I don't call it political theater. I call it fighting for the future of our country and fighting for our children.
And you feel, and obviously for the folks that are waking up and joining us this morning, the Buffett rule did not go through, and that's what Senator Sheldon Whitehouse was pushing for. You called it a political gimmick?
Well, of course. It's not even constitutional. Like, they knew it wouldn't go through. They still ran it, right? It was essentially a trap raised for Republicans, set for Republicans. But it's unconstitutional. Everyone knows the Constitution says that all new taxes have to start in the House. And the House already said they wouldn't vote on it. So it was totally theater because it didn't even follow the law of the Constitution.
All right, so we've, I think, spent enough time on that. What do you say? We'll spend some time on the Trayvon Martin case with George Zimmerman starring in that conversation next on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is news from Killer Apps. I'm Brett Larson. Spring is here, and that means it's time to clean. Beyond closets, drawers, and shaking out rugs, don't forget to clean the things you've ignored the rest of the year, indoors and out. A little help from the right cleaning products will get your home ready. Take your refrigerator. When was the last time you cleaned it out? Wash surfaces with a solution of 3/4 cup of Clorox regular bleach per gallon of soapy water. Let the solution stand 5 minutes, then rinse and air dry. Bust out the Clorox disinfecting wipes to hit hard-to-reach spots like the top shelves of bookcases and the corners of cupboards. Heading outside to plant spring flowers, disinfect tools and pots to prevent the spread of any plant diseases or bacteria that might be lingering from last season. Wash and rinse pots and tools thoroughly, then soak for 5 minutes in a solution of 3/4 cup Clorox regular bleach per gallon of water. Rinse again to complete. For more spring cleaning tips like these, visit Clorox.com.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We've just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Our attention now turns to the Florida case of Mr. Zimmerman and Mr. Martin. Here's Tamron Hall talking to Senator Ben Cardin of Missouri about the bill he's sponsoring to end racial profiling.
This was an issue for you and on the forefront of conversation before the Trayvon Martin case, but in a letter you sent out as well, the Trayvon Martin case has really pushed this forward, and it is on the minds of so many people right now.
No question about it. I think the Trayvon Martin case puts a face on the issue. There is clear evidence that race played a role in the initial identification of Trayvon by Mr. Zimmerman, and then secondly, how the police responded afterwards, that race may very well have played a role. So I think Americans now understand that we have a national problem. This is not an isolated example. I've heard more and more accounts of people who have been victimized by racial profiling. So it's time for us to have a clear national policy that says racial profiling is wrong, it's un-American, and it's got to end.
And in your remarks as well, you point out that it is not only an issue that minorities should be focused on, it hampers police work, it affects communities as well. So we're not looking at individuals or just black or Latino or even someone who's Muslim.
You're absolutely right. It is against good policing. You're taking very limited resources and are using them in a way that is not the most efficient use of limited resources. Secondly, it's very important for a community to work with local law enforcement. But if there's a mistrust because of racial profiling, you don't get the community support. So for both of those reasons, this is counterproductive to keeping communities safe.
I want to play with Roger Clegg. He's the president of Center for Equal Opportunity. He was on the panel. Let me play what he said regarding African Americans having children out of wedlock and how this plays into racial profile. Let me play the controversial comments.
I think we have to recognize that it's going to be tempting for the police and individuals to profile so long as a disproportionate amount of street crime is committed by African Americans. And there will be a disproportionate amount of street crime committed by African Americans for so long as more than 7 out of 10 African Americans are being born out of wedlock.
Now, Clegg prefaced this by saying that he's against racial profiling, but what do you make of those remarks today?
Well, I find those remarks offensive, quite frankly. Stereotyping individuals, that's exactly what racial profiling does. It says because you have the color of your skin that you are going to be treated differently. That's against the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which says that all of us are entitled to due process under the law. That's against the values of America. They say we're going to judge people in the content of their character, not the color of their skin. So I just disagree completely with the premise of his comments. And I think most Americans do. We want to make sure that we keep communities safe. And if we continue to say, look, because you're different, because your religion's different, your ethnic background's different, your race is different, that you're not entitled to the same protections of law, that's not what America's meant to be.
Talk host Nick Reed with some of the things people in George Zimmerman's neighborhood are saying about the days following the shooting death of Mr. Martin.
Many of the neighbors who live in the area in the immediate aftermath, they spoke with police. They hadn't really spoken to the media until recently because they felt like, you know, maybe we ought to start getting all of the facts out there. There are a number of people who live in that neighborhood that say that Zimmerman had bandages covering his nose, which was swollen twice the size as normal, and bandaged up, or his head was bandaged up the day after the incident with Trayvon Martin. Supporting statements by the Neighborhood Watch volunteer that he was beaten in a confrontation with a black Florida teenager, and supporting statements by the black witness who says he saw Trayvon Martin beating Zimmerman, and supporting the reports taken by police about the injuries to Zimmerman and the grass stains on his back indicating he had been on the ground in a struggle. It's amazing how with the media, you sure hear a lot about Trayvon Martin's girlfriend and her version of things. She wasn't actually even there. She just talked to him on the phone prior to the incident. And you saw that grainy video that they had experts saying, oh, well, it doesn't look like there are any injuries there. That went away as soon as they enhanced it and saw that there were injuries. And you don't see the interviews with these neighbors that say, yeah, I mean, he was banged up bad. And as many times as you've heard from the girlfriend who wasn't even there and her interpretation of things, you don't see him interviewing the black kid who says that he saw Trayvon on top of Zimmerman. He was interviewed once by a local media outlet down there. So anyway, the latest news is that neighbors have come out and they've said, yeah, we kind of felt like it was time to speak up because the media is only reporting one side of this. Unfortunately for them, they did not realize that was by design, which is one of the reasons that the national media hasn't been down there interviewing the neighbors that back up his version of events.
Talk host Jordan Levy here with the Florida attorney Janet Johnson about whether Zimmerman can get a fair trial in Florida.
Can Zimmerman get a fair trial in the state of Florida?
Well, you know, we said the same thing about Casey Anthony, and I think she got, some would say, a more than fair trial in the state of Florida. So I do think that he can. I don't think it'll be anytime soon, and by the time it does come to trial, most of, I think, the frenzy that's been surrounding us will have died down. There's a chance it never goes to trial, though. If Stand Your Ground is successful, the judge is the one who throws it out, and a jury never even sees the case.
Well, that's the question, though, and maybe I'm a little cynical. I've been doing this about 20 years, so maybe my cynicism grows with age.
Right.
And it should be the other way, but anyway, this is a racially overtoned case. I mean, it's not only Stand Your Ground, but there are serious racial overtones, you know, what I consider the creeps, you don't have to answer any of these, that use the race card every time that they go around the corner, you know, the Shoptons of this world, couldn't wait to, you know, rush to Florida, and get in the middle of this and make it a divisive issue between the races of people. So I'm just wondering how anyone, including the prosecutor, right, would have the courage to say, no, stand your ground works.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true in any high-profile case. You know, in Stand Your Ground, the judge is the one who can grant an immunity and basically say, you know what, I find by a preponderance of the evidence that this law applies to you, which, you're right, in a vacuum, I think he would win that. In this case, I'm not so sure, and it looked today, when I looked at who the judge is, that it's a young woman judge who's new to the circuit court, to the felony bench. She faced a tough election. You know, why put yourself through there? Why not punt the ball and let a jury decide, you know, and maybe they have the braveness to do whatever the right thing is. But you're right, a judge is a political animal here in Florida. I don't know why you'd want to put your nest on the line unless you absolutely felt you had to.
Lots of activity and lots of things to talk about here. We'll move over to the recent attacks in Afghanistan next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The talk media under scrutiny. A lot of people talking about Afghanistan. From Fox, Brett Baer talked to analyst Steve Hayes and Mara Liasson about increasing attacks in Afghanistan and how that affects the plan to withdraw U.S. troops.
Pentagon saying the Afghan commandos led the counteroffensive on a massive coordinated strike around the country of Afghanistan in three different provinces, targeting Western embassies, NATO headquarters, Afghan parliament, the presidential palace. 15 people died. 10 U.S. special operations soldiers were wounded after a car bomb in one area. Steve, that we do see increases in attacks, as Defense Secretary Panetta was mentioning, come the spring. With this current environment about U.S. troop withdrawal pending, how does this play?
Well, these are the two separate questions that you've raised. One, I think, is right, that, you know, in terms of how did they perform, talk to people who are familiar with what was going on the ground, said that this actually could have been much worse and that the Afghan troops performed very well. And I didn't get the sense that that was sort of spin, like, you know, people who have their head in the clouds, everything's fine. They said that this was really a test and they did well in this test. The second question, though, is the politics of this. And I think any time you have this kind of a large-scale attack, particularly something that seemed to have taken many months in the planning stages, it's going to cause people here, elected officials and others, to wonder what we're doing there. Should we be there? Should we stay? And why haven't we been able to uncover these things in their developmental stages, maybe in a way that we have in the past? I think those are serious questions. They deserve serious answers. The one cautionary note that this, I think, attack sends more than anything else is that if you pull out sort of quickly, and there is that temptation, I think, Republicans and Democrats alike, This was planned and executed by the Haqqani Network. They are, as Mike Mullen called it in congressional testimony, a veritable arm of the ISI, Pakistan's intelligence network. It doesn't solve the problem if you pull out quickly. That's the bigger problem.
Right, Mar. They just wait until the time when the U.S. troops draw down.
Well, the interesting thing about this is, in terms of public opinion is growing against the war among Republicans as well as Democrats. But you've got a situation that I think means that nothing is going to change in the policy. Why? Because the president has to stabilize Afghanistan if he's going to get out, and he wants to get out as soon as possible. And you can't have a Republican presidential candidate arguing to get out any faster. You can have him criticizing the president for handling it and how he's managing the war. But so you don't have any kind of pull out now faction out there, with the exception of the president's own Democratic base, which I think is going to give him a pass until after the election.
Here's host Helen Glover with military analyst Major Bob Kinder about the coordinated attacks by the Taliban in Afghanistan this past weekend.
By the way, I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's going on in Afghanistan, but the Taliban led some attacks on U.S. bases and government sites around the country, and according to this report out of Reuters, the weekend attacks, which were centered in Kabul and other parts of Afghanistan, including embassies, by a 30-member suicide squad launched to attack and set off these assaults. Military experts with the Taliban actually sketched out maps of the targets. They created mock-ups of them where their fighters were able to practice this before carrying out this large-scale operation. It happened simultaneously in four provinces. You're not hearing a lot about it on the news. But it was a psychological and political blow to foreigners and the government. Basically, it's the Taliban showing that they are still a force to be reckoned with.
You were right on target there in your synopsis of what happened and why it happened.
Well, you know, anytime you get a surprise attack like this and kind of hitting us at our, you know, at home, and I know if it's Afghanistan, but, you know, this is, how much of this is Pakistan, again, aiding and abetting?
Well, the attack had the hallmarks of the Haqqani network, and we know historically that the Haqqani network has been supported by the Pakistan Intelligence Service, the ISI, and they're using the intelligence services, using them as a proxy to keep Afghanistan neutral or unstable enough to not allow the Indians or forces that are hostile to Pakistan to come in. So you're right on target again, is that highly likely, if it was the Haqqani network, that the Pakistan intelligence service was complicit.
I don't understand why we continue to aid Pakistan. They're obviously acting as a double agent here. I mean, they sheltered bin Laden for over 5 years, pretending that they had no idea that he was there. And it's a precarious line that we walk with Pakistan, I know. We need them for certain things, but it also seems like they kind of get bought by the highest bidder.
You know, we certainly do need them. And it's the devil that you know,
right?
That is more attractive. And with 100 nuclear weapons, or perhaps that many, you know, it's important that we keep some semblance of a relationship with them. So the bad guys, these terrorists, Haqqani, are not getting these nuclear weapons.
Find out more about these items and other things we're discussing this week on the Talk Radio Countdown by seeing that section prominently featured at DougStephan.com.